This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So we kick off the third hour here. Coming up, by the way, later tonight after the broadcast radio show is over at 10 p.m. Eastern. Just give it about a half hour or so, and then Nobody Tells the Truth is back on with another fresh episode. Is that right?
Yay! Yes.
I take that as a yes. Okay, good. So, Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio here. We're in the middle of a story, and we're going to continue it. It's about the automotive industry lobbying in Massachusetts against a bill that's called, quote, right to repair, unquote. Mm. Now, on its face, I support a right to repair.
Right.
Just not the right they're talking about. And nobody put it in a good way that they're talking about a positive right to repair, meaning that companies would be forced to provide you with schematics and plans and open up, you know, an open architecture
parts.
Or parts and things like that. Whereas a negative right to repair just simply says that it shouldn't be a criminal act for you to try to repair a thing.
Yeah, and which already exists. It's already illegal in many cases to try to repair your stuff.
And it's worth noting in general the difference between negative and positive rights.
Yes.
Because that's the root of a lot of confusion and a lot of disagreement. Libertarians in general believe in only negative rights. So basically, it's always the right to do something, but for example, you have a right to keep and bear arms, mm-hmm. but you don't have the right to have, but the government doesn't have a responsibility to buy you a gun.
Or to train you.
You have a right to medical care, to secure medical care, to go to any practitioner of your choice with or without government, permission, but that doesn't mean that I or the government or anybody else has a right to or has a responsibility to provide you with medical care.
Yeah,
I just have
a
responsibility
to
leave you alone.
It's better to say you have a right to seek the medical care. Right?
Right.
Because if you can't come to an agreement with the provider, you can't force that provider to give you the provisions. Right. So that would be...
Yeah, definitely true. And, you know, some people worry about that, but the thing is, without the government in your way, if the government respected your negative right to contract with anybody you want to get your medical care, well, then you'd be able to afford it by contracting with people you can afford.
Yeah, I mean, they're basically trying to enforce a monopoly on parts, effectively, is what these companies, these auto companies are trying to do. They're trying to prevent you from taking your car or your goods to a independent repair shop. They want to force you to go to their authorized repair centers where they can jack up the prices.
Arm and a leg.
Yeah, to do the repair. It's, you know, it's interesting because I don't know the auto industry is really at all. But I do know, I mean, a little bit, but not like I'm not in depth with it, right? Because I'm a computer guy. But like in the computer industry, when you see the price on the shelf and it's too good to be true, well, it actually is too good to be true. True, and one of the ways they make up for that is by selling afterward parts for several times the markup that's just how the industry works, and it's funny because the computers themselves, there's a 10% margin for everybody in the chain from the companies that make the chips to the companies who sell the computers. So there is literally no money in selling computers. It's always in the parts that are sold with the computer, the services, the warranties, extended warranties, or aftermarket sales of replacement parts.
Right.
And if you can force people to only come to you for those generic parts, then you make more money. And that's how they get those deals.
And that also means you can provide crappier service.
Exactly.
And if you are the one and only provider, then you have no competition. Now, in this case, there are other computer companies from which you can buy, so it's not like a total monopoly, but it is definitely moving in that direction.
So there is a monopoly in terms of software when it comes to phones. Certainly for any given platform. So if you've got an Android phone, maybe not so much with Android.
You can swap out Android,
but
then you're going to void your warranty.
Then make it very difficult, right? With Apple, it absolutely is a monopoly when it comes to applications. And most people don't know is you're paying Apple 30% every time you buy an application.
That's right. We found that out recently.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that price that you're paying for that Apple product is not, it's actually too good to be true.
Mm.
It's actually bumped up higher than you realize, and you're paying it over time.
I've never heard Apple prices described as too good to be
true. Yeah, they're always
wrong. I know.
I've heard them described as too bad to be believed.
Okay, let's put it this way. They're much higher than you perceive them to be, and they are already high.
They're counting on the other revenue.
Yeah, yeah.
There's more to the story. We got another ad playing to play here.
Yeah.
It's a scary ad about how if this so-called right to repair passes,
scary.
People are going to get raped. According to the automotive industry. But first, we're going to go to...
Oh, they've seen Apple prices, too.
Matt is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live watching us on YouTube.
Hey, how you doing? I was just calling in to talk about right to repair about cars.
Yeah,
so you guys are talking about... well, first, I'd like to say that more government isn't the solution to the problem the government causes. But you're talking about how you could boycott these companies and... The thing is, I would love to buy a car that has a carburetor and just a regular ignition, just like they built cars in the 70s, and anyone can work on those cars. But the government banned those technologies because it doesn't fit their emission requirements.
Yeah,
and
right.
The tiny bit of fuel efficiency I get from these new systems, I would rather just be able to buy a car, and just pay that cost in fuel. But I think that's like
they won't allow you to make that choice,
right?
Yeah, they don't let you make it. You have to buy the new stuff instead of old technology, where you wouldn't have to pay, tens of thousands of dollars for a car because the technology's been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people used to be able to work on their own cars, and that's why I think it's like a big issue. They're like, well, we can't work on these cars now because of all these proprietary systems. But they're pushed on you. You don't have an alternative.
Yeah. And the industry, the auto industry is actually ensuring that they have I don't want to say it's a monopoly, but they have, you can't put together a startup to build or design cars because the cost of entry in that marketplace is too high because of the regulations. Those regulations often benefit the established players in the market.
And that's
so
amazing.
They're actually advocating for them oftentimes.
That's amazing when you think that in the 1920s, a man could build a car in a garage, one guy, he could make a car, and he could sell it. Maybe it takes him a while to make it, but he could make a car, and he could sell it all by himself. But with modern technology, you can't do that anymore because the government's in
there. Prior to the Ford and the Model T, I believe it was, every car was, I believe, unique in its design and manufacturer. So they were much more expensive, mind you. But the point is that, every car was... So it's not impossible.
More expensive than now? I don't think so. I'll bet with all the emissions garbage and all the crap they have to put on it,
relative,
it's probably even adjusted more expensive now.
I mean, keep in mind, I'm speaking relative to the time period, right? So, obviously, if you have mass production, it's going to be cheaper. Even today, if you buy a one-off, if you could buy a one-off car, it's still going to be way more expensive.
No, wait, isn't it still, now, Matt, tell me if you know this is the case, because I know you're a car and plane guy. You can build a kit car, can't you? Like, you can build a kit plane. Isn't that a possibility?
Yeah, so a lot of guys, what they do when they build a car is they'll actually buy a frame from, like, a junkyard that has paperwork, and they'll build the car and register it as the car that it used to be, where it's exempt from, like, the seatbelts or whatever technologies that they don't want to put into it.
But they can't. Can they legally sell that to another person, or is it something they have to keep for themselves?
Yeah, so if you bought a car from the junkyard, let's say you want to build a car, you could buy a frame with paperwork you know, like if someone junked a car from the 60s, you could buy that car. You could build a car and say, it's this car from the 60s. And of course, you could sell that because as far as the government's concerned, it's the same car.
It's the car from the 60s.
Just like if you modified a car today, you could like change the headlights if you wanted to. And it'd still be legal to use, you know.
But then you're paying a guy to build a car for you, and you're going to pay an arm and a leg, you know, to do that.
Keep in mind, even if you do that, you still have to comply with all the regulations that, you know, these cars.
Not necessarily, because with older cars.
Well, a kit car is not the same thing as building from a frame, but you still are, there's still certain regulations that you would have to comply with in order to drive it.
Building from a frame, though, I used to, one of my best friends was a car mechanic back in the day. And he would say,
hold that thought. Matt, stand by. We're going to continue here in a moment. We just blew right into the break there.
Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Ramble. whatever you want. Our number, 855-450, free like freedom. We're calling about, or calling, we're talking, we have a caller. We're talking about the right to repair, the so-called right to repair. What does it really mean? What are the differences between positive and negative rights? Nobody, you were getting into that just a moment ago. You can talk about whatever you want, though. Of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we're going to continue with more of your calls and thoughts. We do have Matt on the line in New Hampshire, and you're a car guy and a plane guy, Matt, and you had some comments on this. I want to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out on the automotive industry down in Massachusetts. They're trying to stop this set of laws, this so-called right to repair, that libertarians are against the law that they're proposing, which would mandate that companies open up their software or open up their hardware and remove all proprietary elements. And I haven't read the bill itself, so I don't know exactly what it entails, but that's generally the concept.
I mean, it's funny because I'd be against the bill, but I also think what the auto industry is trying to claim is utterly ridiculous.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's both sides are not good sides on this.
No.
Matt, go ahead with your thoughts.
I was going to say, I could just add one more thing. These technologies like carburetors and, you know, computerless ignitions and stuff like that, in other countries, they still use these things and they manufacture them new, where, you know, the government doesn't ban it. So there is a market for it. I'm not the only guy that would actually desire this.
I would love it.
I would love a car. What you're describing.
Right. And it was like an extra gallon, you know, every time you filled up. You know,
aren't they like way more simplified under the hood, meaning that you can actually work under the hood? There's not like a ton of stuff jammed in there?
Oh, yeah. And if you've got an old Nova, you can climb right in there with the engine. There's plenty of room.
Yeah. I got 200,000 miles on my car, and I refuse to buy a new one. I have an old Honda, 2005 Honda Accord.
Didn't you go out and buy another older car?
I did buy another older car. Not for replacement parts, but we did buy another older vehicle, actually. Every vehicle I bought in the last 10 years has basically been an older vehicle from that same time period because of they don't have all the tracking stuff, and it's not. The funny thing is, they're still bad. Like, they still have black boxes in those vehicles. It's just much worse on newer vehicles.
Yeah, definitely. Every 10 years or whatever generations, it just keeps getting worse. Matt,
1973 is where you want to go for automotive freedom. Like, get a 1973 Nova or Camaro or something like that.
I'm not ready. I'm not willing to go back that far. But
I am.
It's harder to find those too.
Yeah, and it's something that would be impossible to find, and all the maintenance and stuff. I don't know what I'm going to do when, you know, I really can't get a 2005 era car anymore.
By that time, you may not need cars. You know, you may have like.
Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
You know, you may have automated Ubers that are everywhere, and you don't even have to have your own car.
I think that's optimistic, and I'm not a big fan of Uber either.
No, me neither.
A lot of their companies.
They're worse than they've ever been. Uber is now mandating that customers who let's say a driver. You try to take an Uber and you don't wear a mask. The driver snitches you out to Uber. Now Uber will demand that you take a selfie showing yourself wearing a mask before they'll even send out your ride request next time. So they're getting total, like, central control crackdown. Luckily, there is an alternative out there, and it's Cell 411. We're going to hopefully be talking more about that as the year comes closer to a close, but there's not much that we can say right now. It is available now, but hopefully it's going to get a little bit better by then.
Cross my fingers.
So check that out. They have a ride-sharing feature there. So, 855-450 free. Chris, did you want to tell us about this story? What do we need to know?
Let me read just this paragraph, I think, because I think it sums it up much better than we've actually summed it up.
All right.
So, the Alliance for Automotive Innovation.
This is from Vice, by the way.
Correct. The Alliance for Automotive Innovation, which represents nearly every major auto manufacturer in the United States, is funding this and a series of other TV ads like it to scare Massachusetts residents into voting against a ballot measure that would expand the state's already existing right to repair law to ensure that you can continue to get your car fixed by anyone you want.
Now, of course, Vice is going to take the side of this particular law. They are likely to be supporting this.
The ads heavily imply, and at
times state outright that the legislation would somehow lead women to be stalked and sexually assaulted, a charge that cybersecurity experts say has no grounding in reality. Instead, the auto industry wants to ensure that when your car breaks, you have to take it to a manufacturer, authorized mechanic, or the dealer itself. So, yeah, it's, I think what Vice has said here is very true, but at the same time, the right to repair laws, it should be you have the right to attempt to repair, but it's up to you to buy from a manufacturer, that doesn't effectively take away your ability to repair.
And the other thing is, in a truly free society, there would be no intellectual property.
Right.
So people wouldn't be able to put a patent on a part so a third party couldn't manufacture it.
They might have to reverse engineer it in order to
right.
do that.
Yep. But sure.
Yep. Yeah, it's not to say, and this is the crazy thing, is people don't understand that you don't necessarily need these things in order to succeed at business. You still have what's called a first mover advantage. When you come out with a product first, well, it's going to take time for your competitors to reverse engineer it and
right.
Not
produce
just
something
that.
And then market it.
And market and everything else, right.
And
you then also have more sales than they do, so you end up becoming the market leader. Mm-hmm. So, and I know this because my company does this already, and we release the source code and things of that nature.
Yeah, and not just that, but it forces companies to compete on quality. Because if they can make the same thing from the same design, then how do they differentiate themselves? Make it right, make it solid, make it work every time.
Right on.
I think there's more that I'm going to share the next paragraph because I have it pulled up in front of me. The legislation is an update to an already existing law passed by Massachusetts voters in 2012 that has become a national standard for auto and auto repair and a model piece of legislation for other right to repair bills that would make it easier to fix all sorts of electronics. The 2012 law enshrines the ability for independent mechanics, meaning anyone who's not a car dealer, to repair the vast majority of cars because it requires manufacturers to use a non-proprietary diagnostic interface to diagnose problems. This means that anyone can buy a OBD reader called a scanner or a dongle or computer and hook it up to a port beneath their steering wheel and determine what's wrong with their car. The law also makes repair information available to independent repair professionals. So, two important points there. Mm. It forces manufacturers to use this particular interface, and it forces them to make repair information available to professionals who request it.
Yeah. It's wrong
only to professionals.
It's wrong when these companies utilize violence to stop you from copying their product,
yes.
But it's also wrong for you to force them to provide you with a product.
But it's Massachusetts, so you would expect them to pass a law like this.
Yeah.
And of course, laws like this, like it's saying here, it's a model piece of legislation, meaning that California and, Colorado or whoever else, they can just take this legislation, hit the control, copy and paste button, and then they've got the same boilerplate for where they live, and essentially, car manufacturers aren't going to make different cars for New Hampshire than they are for Massachusetts, so it effectively affects everybody.
This
sometimes law seems to be a competition to find out how many wrongs it takes to make a right, and they're up to, like, millions of still haven't made one.
Yeah.
Give up.
Yeah, they keep layering on top one mistake, one piece of force on top of another law, on top of another law. And it just gets really ugly, like where this situation is, like, which side do you take? Are you against right to repair? No, we're in favor of it, but not this one.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the nation remembered 9/11, President Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden said they'd have no politics on this day and marked the 19th anniversary of the attacks at two memorial services.
19 years ago on this day, 40 brave men and women triumphed over terror and gave their lives in defense of our nation. Their names and their stories are forever inscribed on the eternal roll call of American heroes. Today we pay tribute to their sacrifice, and we mourn deeply for the nearly 3,000 precious and beautiful souls who were taken from us on September 11th.
Joe Biden approached those who'd lost loved ones at Ground Zero, and President Trump vowed that America will always rise up, stand tall, and fight back at the Shanksville, Pennsylvania site where hijacked Flight 93 crashed. This is USA Radio News. President Donald Trump presented the Congressional Medal of Honor to U.S. Army Sergeant Major Thomas Patrick Payne for his heroics in a 2015 daring raid that rescued 75 ISIS hostages from a prison in northern Iraq, with Trump praising him as one of the bravest men anywhere in the world. Trump hailed Payne's heroic, selfless actions that led to 20 ISIS terrorists being killed and the saving of 75 of the captives. Payne, age 36, is the first living member of the Delta Force to receive the Medal of Honor, the highest decoration a member of the military can be given. Nearly 10,000 North Carolinians had their mail-in ballots accepted during the first week of voting in the United States, according to data released by the State Board of Elections. Of the ballots returned so far, 6,155 are from Democrats, compared to only 1,248 from Republicans. More than 750,000 absentee ballots have been requested so far, with Democrats accounting for 70%. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything that you want here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Also, I want to invite you to check out our satellite fundraiser. You may not know this, but we actually have a couple of what they call free-to-air satellite channels. And free-to-air means that the receiver does not have to pay to receive the signal. So it's like the old over-the-air systems where if you had a little set of rabbit ears on your TV, you used to be able to get TV channels.
Remember popular in Africa, right?
Yeah, so free-to-air is a satellite system that sort of does the same thing. You point the dish at the right place in the sky, and you get, you know, in some cases dozens or hundreds of channels, and one of them is LRN.FM. If you're in sub-Saharan Africa or North and Central America, you can receive our broadcast channel. And it's something we don't talk about a lot, and it's probably my fault. There's always other things to discuss, and it's not the top of mind. But given that the time is coming to renew the satellite contract next year, I thought it'd be a good time to start promoting this again. and trying to incentivize people to contribute to our fundraiser. We've had a fundraiser going on for the last 5 years. We started with one of those Kickstarter kind of companies. It wasn't Kickstarter. It was one of the other ones. And that didn't work out too well. So I went to Patreon because I wanted to get people on a monthly plan rather than trying to raise money on once a year basis, just sort of raising it around the year, basically. And I liked the idea of a monthly thing better, but still, you know, we just didn't promote it that much. So we only have about 15% of our funds raised of the total amount that it costs to run these satellite channels. And I'd rather have more than that. I'd like to have more people showing that this is an interesting project, that they support it. And so the idea is I'm going to have the Shire Free Church, which is behind, you know, this show and the satellite channels, matching contributions now. So people that are wanting to contribute to this, your contribution will be matched. And that hopefully will not only mean that we can save these two satellite channels and continue them into the future, but maybe even get another one. Maybe get a third channel covering a different part of the world. And so we actually have had a few people sign up over the last week or so. So I want to say thank you.
Is it possible to get a channel that covers this part of the world?
We have people that. It's called Galaxy 19. It covers all of North and Central America.
Okay, so people in Keene could listen to us through that.
Yeah, that satellite dish right out in front of the house, it's pointed at that satellite.
Which people in North America.
Okay, nice.
Most people in North America have an internet connection, too, that they could just stream it.
Yeah, well, so that's why the North American one is probably the least important of them. Yeah. If I have to cut one of the satellites, that's the one I'm going to cut.
Definitely Central America and Africa are better
regions. Well, Central America is the same one. It's the same satellite. So,
yeah.
But Africa is fairly unconnected as far as internet is concerned. The most recent numbers I saw were 2016, and it was only about 25% of sub-Saharan Africa that had internet access. So it's the supermajority of the population. Doesn't have it there. And so these are fairly popular devices there. Anyway, if you want to get behind this fundraiser, it's $2 to get into on a monthly basis, or you can do more if you'd like. And, you know, we got different tiers you can contribute on over at Patreon. You can go to fund.lrn.fm, fund.lrn.fm, and we certainly appreciate it. So we've got more here on this.
Actually, one more note on that, which is if you happen to be listening to this in Africa, and you drop me an email at invisiblehand.church, Pope at invisiblehand.church. I'll drop a few bucks in the fundraiser for you.
Now, how are you going to prove it? How are they going to prove they're in Africa?
I don't know, but I'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
So thank you for that. I appreciate the
I don't know. I just want to point out that a lot of people in Africa may not have email. They're using, like, Facebook. Well, like, they're not even using real internet connections.
Oh, yeah, the Facebook-only devices.
Right, like, they have cell phones but not actual internet access.
Well, Church of the Invisible Hand also has a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. That might work.
So let's talk a little bit more about this so-called right to repair. Because, again, they already have this on the books in Massachusetts. So the proposal that the automotive industry is opposing here is an expansion of it. As to so-called close a loophole, according to Vice.com, the question, so this is going on the ballot, this is voters are going to be voting on this in November, I presume, they will close a so-called loophole that in the earlier law exempted cars that transmit data wirelessly. So the previous law required cars have this port on them the
ODB2 or something, I think.
OBD reader that every, you know, car repair shop and even an independent person can just go buy one of these things.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can plug it in and it tells you supposedly what's going wrong, you know, with the car. And so they're saying that the cars that were transmitting that information wirelessly were exempt from that law as cars become even more computerized, independent repair shops are worried that manufacturers will do away with the OBD port and will store all the data wirelessly, exempting them from the earlier law. So the new initiative guarantees that car owners and independent repair companies can access this data wirelessly without, quote, authorization from the manufacturer, unquote, and requires car manufacturers to store the data in a secure, standardized, open access platform.
You know, that's a big issue in and of itself. There should not be a wireless connection to these systems like this. I mean, you know, talk about, you know, predators and things like that. Mm. Like, that's the security risk right there, not the open part of it.
Well, I mean, if all they can do is read data from the system, it's just going to tell you what's wrong with the car.
Until
right?
somebody hacks into it, then they can start writing to it.
Mm.
Yeah. I would not want somebody to be able. There's no reason to make a Bluetooth connection to your car.
Yeah, it's just stupid. It's just such
a bad idea. To the stereo.
Right.
But then isolate them from the actual.
The problem
car.
Is these stereos are often actually integrated into the vehicles today.
Yeah, and don't do that.
They're actually, if you take a vehicle out of some, take a stereo out of some vehicles, the vehicle won't turn on.
You know, this whole thing just kind of talks about. I mean, generally, this discussion is this. The computerization of the car and the automation of it. And I got to say, as a computer guy, I appreciate what they're trying to do, but I also like to drive.
Yeah.
And Mark, one of our regular co-hosts, he got one of these
I hate his car.
Yeah. Have you driven it before?
I haven't driven it. He's just explained it to me, and I'm like, I don't want it.
Right. Yeah. He explained this to me as though it was all these great features. So what he's got on this car, and it's just like, I think it's just a Honda Civic, so it's the entry-level Honda, right? But they've added all these fancy features to even their entry-level stuff. So it's got, of course, the cameras now. You got the reverse camera. Yep. You don't have to turn around. It's good to turn around and look at things. But so, you know, you've got that.
I like the reverse camera.
It's a nice feature, but I'm still going to turn around and make sure that, you know, I'm not missing something.
Yeah.
Or the camera's not missing something.
It actually creates a more dangerous situation.
I think it does.
Yeah.
How's that?
Makes the person feel like they know what's going on.
Statistically,
right?
your accidents go up when you have those cameras in the car.
Really?
Yeah.
A false sense of security, right?
I don't know what the reason is. I just know that's the
You're relying on these tools.
Stat.
You think they got you covered. You might have missed something. Right.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't see the baby.
People getting lazy with their driving, I guess. I'm not really sure.
Well, that's the point I was going to come to here. So the other features he was bragging about in this car was like, oh, well, if you, you know, if you're getting too close to the car in front of you, it will automatically slow you down because it's got radar that bounces off the thing in front of you, and so it's going to slow you down.
Yeah.
If you get too close to the edge of the road, like the lines on the edge of the road, it detects the lines that are there, and it will keep you from going off the side of the road. And so those are two of the features. There might have been a third that I don't remember.
And the thing, that's the kind of thing I wouldn't want. Now, if it set off an alarm to alert me, that would be another matter, because maybe I'm falling asleep at the wheel.
Sure.
Detect it, let me know, but as soon as you take control of the car away from me and the car starts making its own decisions, then that, to me, is just a bad play.
Now, there may be a mode that's alert only. I don't know about that. I know that this is an on-off thing, at the very least, because when I drove it, I didn't want those things on. We were driving to a convention last year. And you know, I did test them just to see what it was like, and I agree with you, I don't like having the control taken out.
Too much modality in a car also is a problem, because people have too many options, you mean? Yeah. Well, modality means too many modes, too many different ways the car can operate, because you have to expect a new driver to be able to get in that car and drive it without having to know what mode it's in and what special settings it's on. I mean, you don't want people rewriting the interface on their car.
This is another conversation over smart devices being dumb.
Yeah, 855, 450, free, and it's going to lead to people who don't know how to drive as well. That's another problem here. Mm. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you want to jump on the lines with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. We're going to get back into your phone calls and thoughts. We do have the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to jump in there.
I got two things that I'd like to remind the world of since it is 9/11. We haven't mentioned that yet.
You're right.
It is 9/11. And so the first thing that I want to remind you of is that 19 years ago today, the government began an elaborate series of lies about what happened, and they haven't stopped lying yet. So bust their balls about that, please. And the other thing that I wanted to mention is Epstein didn't kill himself. That's it.
Also, your show, Nobody, is coming up on our Twitch and our DLive channel. So those are our video streaming channels. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm or dlive.lrn.fm. And stick around after the broadcast show is over here, after this segment. Stick around. Come back in about a half hour, and right around 10:30 Eastern time, I think you're going to be on, right?
About that time.
All right, cool. So stay tuned for more. Nobody Tells the Truth. That is the name of that show. We're going to go to your phone calls. Rat Speed is on the line on our Discord server. Lots of Discord calls tonight. Go ahead, Rat Speed.
What kind of speed do rats use? Is it like Adderall, or is it something special?
If I told you, we'd have to do something with the body.
Okay.
I hear that pigs are good for that.
Oh. Yeah, the cops always know how to get rid of the victims.
I didn't say which body. Anyway, I had a couple of last-minute thoughts, a couple of things. First of all, everyone knows about the Earn It Bill. and what they've been trying to do to try to get rid of encryption.
No. You're going to have to cover this even. I know what you're talking about, but these
we have not been talking about that tonight at all. What is this?
We've talked about it on the show, I think, but...
Very quickly, it's a way to try to bureaucratize their way into getting rid of encryption through having to have a governmental committee to go through to actually earn the right to use encryption. Otherwise, you get some constitutional, or not constitutional, but some law protections. What was the law? 270, I think it was. Section 270 of the... I forgot which bill it was. I wasn't prepared to talk about
it. It removes liability protection effectively. So right now you don't have, you do not have to basically, you're not liable if somebody posts a copyright photo on your, on a Facebook, for example. Facebook's not liable, right?
Okay.
This will, if they do not do certain things, up to some
arbitrary. Like if they don't open up their system to where the government can have a backdoor into whatever encryption they have? Is that what they're talking about?
Maybe.
What does this have to do with encryption?
Yeah. Okay. So this is what I was going to get to is that a law like this that they're trying to propose seems to be the best vector to try to introduce, like you said, mandated hardware to have into a car or into whatever kind of, you know, thing that you want to have, you know, whatever you want to, quote unquote, fix.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's the bad idea, because once you start mandating what technology, what physical hardware has to be inside a computer, that opens the door to all sorts of things, and I would think it would be the perfect one, because if anyone knows what a TPM chip is, it's basically it's a hardware encryption chip. Imagine having to have a law saying you have to have a chip on your computer to allow government access.
That's bad.
It could go. That's essentially the same thing.
Yeah. Now, what is this law called?
Earn it.
Okay, so the bill, if you want to find out a lot about it, I could recommend to look at Legal Eagle's YouTube channel. He did a wonderful synopsis about this whole thing regarding the protections of Section 270 and what the whole Earn It thing does.
Is it E-A-R-N space I-T?
Earn It?
Okay.
Yeah. In other words, you have to earn the privilege of having these protections, which have been around since essentially since the internet began.
And liability protections.
Yeah, liability protections. So in this instance, if you have a web host and you're hosting a website and you have a forum, this section of this bill, of this law that's been in place for over 20 years, protects web hosts or web content providers, web platform providers,
ISPs.
From being liable. Yeah, ISPs. Yeah. So this is the kind of thing that that protects, like, you know, the people that are hosting 4chan for all of this stuff that gets posted on there, or, you know, all the stuff on Facebook, or basically any website gets protected from this liability. So what happens is that if, according to the proposed bill, if you do not have the authorization of this committee, then you don't get those protections, and
hold on.
You have to earn your right to speak.
Yeah. So wait. So if this thing passes, every website would have to go through a government approval process in order to be able to be protected from liability.
It's more like now you're not responsible as a host for what other people post, but. With this bill, that would change, where you are responsible for other people.
Unless you go through this process.
Yeah, something like that. Right, and they are going to tell you what people can and cannot say on your website.
Wow.
Now, so specifically about that bill, the last that I heard about it, and I was listening to Twit about this, is that the bill, as it was proposed, went through a lot of changes and eventually started dying. But then again, a bill is just a bill.
They just
all
got to
do is change the wording. Yeah, exactly. They'll split it, they'll hide it.
There's two different components, actually, now. So there's another bill that, like, basically mandates backdoors in the encryption, and then there's this bill that does the liability thing.
Wow.
So they removed the encryption part from, I think, the Earn It bill, and it's a separate bill now, but the Earn It bill is still terrible.
Bad. Yeah.
Right. They're essentially, instead of trying to hack math, they're trying to bureaucratize their way to say you can't use math.
Absolutely.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah,
and that's scary stuff, because, you know, I've said before on the air, if the government ever gets its hands on software, it's going to be a really bad day. Because if they
hardware,
have some, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
hardware on a computer can have software embedded into it.
Right.
It does.
If you are mandated to have a certain EEPROM chip or something, you can flash the firmware, and all of a sudden your car has a backdoor.
There's already backdoors in computers, there's evidence.
Intel puts in there, right?
Yeah, so Intel has a backdoor. Somebody actually found the backdoor and demonstrate the backdoor.
One of the backdoors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should clarify. I did a Unframed Decrypted last week. We actually covered a story very briefly because I didn't have the full story because there was never a story covered on it, but I think it was through Blue Weeks? I forget what it was, but basically somebody identified another backdoor that was discovered and their account got suspended from Twitter over it. So I'm like, I still had the image for it, and I couldn't really get into the story because it wasn't actually a news coverage of it, but yeah, there's apparently another backdoor too.
So the thought that struck me is that the difference between existing backdoors and the backdoors that would be according to this bill, would be government-mandated hardware, which could allow in the future backdoors, hypothetically. Since we have very little time left, I just wanted to say the other thing that I had in mind was it might be interesting, if you want to continue this kind of conversation to a later program, you might want to look into having Rich Brunois from Rich Rebuilds, who does DIY Tesla rebuilds. He has a shop in New Hampshire. He's actually local to you guys, relatively. Might be interesting to look into getting him to talk about his experiences, because he's had so many things, not just with the right to he's for the right to fix, the right to repair. It would be interesting to get his input on these kind of laws and see where he stands on this.
Yeah. If he's running a repair shop and he's benefiting from the government from this right to repair, of course he's going to be for it. Most of these people aren't principled libertarians. They'll take whatever they can get as far as benefits.
That's the caveat.
And that's why you've got those same people will go into the legislature here in New Hampshire and they will argue against ending the mandatory inspections, because they know that's big money that's funneled into their pockets every single year because the state mandates inspections. Mm-hmm. And even if they're arguing to do it once every 2 years instead of once every year, they'll still come in and argue against it because that's half the revenue, right?
Yeah.
For them in that particular. And they bring in all kinds of scary stories, and they bring in like broken parts, and they splay a bunch of broken old rusty parts out on in front of the desks in front of the state representatives, and they talk about all these scary statistics, even though the reality of it is that the states that don't have mandatory inspections aren't any more dangerous on the roads than the states that do. So it's all a bunch of BS.
Yeah. I've always thought that's something we should attack, is the mandatory inspections.
Oh, I've been there at the hearings. I've been there.
I think we could get a grassroots movement going on that.
Tough, man, because the automotive industry, they get paid. Thank you, Ratspeed, for the call. They get paid to be there, to testify in favor of this stuff. Whereas we got to take time off. Getting the average people who are going to be the ones that are hurt by these laws, these mandatory inspection laws, they got to take a day off from work if they want to go up to the state house and testify. And I don't even know if they're allowing testimony these days with this COVID stuff. Who knows what's happening over there?
How do they do that in a fake pandemic?
Good question. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy.
There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.